This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa ala. So we will take the next name of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus far that we have spoken by way of introduction, and again that we are that reading foundationally from the Heavenly Guide to the Beacon of Pure Light, translated by Sheikh Idris Watts. I highly recommend everybody gets a copy of this blessed book. It should be readily available. And that we spoke about what he has here is part two, section four, what's in a name. And then we took the first name and most important name, Muhammad, Sayyidina Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which translates as the oft praised. And again, the first four names that we're going to take, and we're only going to take one more of these, but then the next two next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, are all derivatives of the trilateral root Hamida Yahmadu, which means to praise. And so the next name is Ahmad. Sayyidina Ahmad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which can be translated greatest of praisers. And so this name means that he is the one who praises Allah the most and the one who is himself the most praised. So this first bit, yani he is the Ahmad al-Hamidin. Of all of those who praise Allah, no one praises Allah more than Sayyidina Muhammad. So the first name, Muhammad, was the one who is that oft praised due to all of his different great qualities and traits. This one now is the greatest of praisers. So no one has been praised like he's been praised, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and no one has praised like he has praised. And no one will praise like he praises. And he will be given, he will carry the banner of praise on the day of resurrection in order that his station of praise be completed. Al-Maqam al-Mahmud, the praiseworthy station. And that will be on the Day of Judgment before everybody. And only he will be given the ability to speak. And it will be said to him, after he goes into prostration, to lift your head, ask, and you will be given, intercede, and will be granted intercession. And then our Prophet said, I will be inspired with Muhammad, words of praise, that I don't even know what they are now. And these words of praise will show how he is the best of all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. So he's the greatest of all of those who have praised Allah. And one of the means we can understand here is the more knowledge that we have of Allah, the greater that we will praise him. So no one had more knowledge of Allah than the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not all of the prophets, the knowledge of all of the prophets combined does not equal the knowledge of Allah, of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he will be well known on that day for the praise he expresses before Allah. Also his Lord shall raise him to a praiseworthy station as he promised him, whereby the whole of creation shall extol his praise due to his intercession for them. He will be inspired with forms of praise such as no one before has ever known or uttered. No one before has ever known or even uttered praises like this. He is known in the heavens as Ahmad and on the earth as Muhammad. So these names go hand in hand. He's known in the heavens as Ahmad and on the earth as Muhammad. Right? Because in heaven, it's a matter of praising. And on Muhammad, it's a matter of him being praised, even though the name Ahmad also includes that his being praiseworthy. Because he is the greatest of those who praise Allah, and he is the greatest of those praised. He was known as Ahmad before he was known as Muhammad, for he sang the praises of his Lord at the beginning of time before the people praised him on the earth. That, according to Qadi Iyad, is why his name is conveyed in the previous scriptures is Ahmad, and he is known in the Quran as Muhammad. So everyone get that? Because of him praising Allah Jalla Jalalu, before the beginning of time, who praises of his Lord at the beginning of time before the people praised him on earth. And thus he's known in the, with the previous books as Ahmed, in the Quran as Muhammad. And this is the name that Isa alayhi salam mentions in the Quranic account with قال عيسى بن مريم يا بن إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين. This translates, and when Jesus, son of Mary, said, O children of Israel, I am indeed the messenger of Allah to you, confirming the Torah that came before me and giving good tidings of a messenger who shall come after me, whose name shall be Ahmed. But then when he brought them the clear signs, they said, this is manifest sorcery. We are the billah. We believe in him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have absolute certainty what he says is true. And that wajhuka al-mimu hujjatana is that his blessed face, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our proof. That is not the face of Allah, hashahu. Everything that he said was truth, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ibn al-Qayyim states in Jala al-Afham that this name has the same meaning as Muhammad, except that Muhammad is the one who is praised for the vast qualities he possesses, and Ahmed is the one who is not only praised but also more deserving of praise than anyone else. So that's another dimension of this blessed name. And there is a hadith of our Prophet ﷺ by Jubair ibn Mut'im ibn Adi radiallahu anhu, that he says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Inna li asma, indeed that I have names. Ana Muhammad, I am Muhammad. And I am Ahmed. And I am al-mahi, alladhi yamha Allah bi al-kufr, the effacer, the one whom through which Allah effaces disbelief. On al-hashar, al-yushar al-nas al-qadim, I am the gatherer, and that people are raised in my feet. On al-aqib, I am the successor or the final prophet. الَّذِي لَيْسَ بَعْدُ نَبِي, that there is no prophet after. So this is one of the very blessed names of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And as Sheikh Yusuf al-Nabahani says, these two names, i.e. Muhammad and Ahmed, is that they have a maziyah, they have a distinction over all of the other names. So he says, فَيَنْبَغِي تَحَدِّيَ تَسْمِيَ بِهِمَا, we should try to that name as many people as possible, give them these blessed names. That's why it's so common in the Muslim world to have two names. Muhammad Fulan, Muhammad Fulan, Muhammad Abdullah, Muhammad Abdul Rahman, Muhammad Yusuf. It's so common because people wanted the blessing of the name Muhammad. This is from Iman or Ahmed. And in a hadith, Qudsi, the Imam Sheikh Yusuf Nani quotes, Inni alaytu ala nafsi, I have promised myself, Allah udkhil an-nar min ismihi Ahmad wa la Muhammad, to enter the fire, the one whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad. And then Imam Ad-Daylami narrates on the authority of Sayyidina Ali, that Sayyidina Ali said, ma min ma'ida wudiat, there's no table spread that put forth, fa hadara alayhi min ismihi Muhammad or Ahmad, and someone by the name of Muhammad or Ahmad comes to eat at that table spread, illa qaddasallahu dhalika al-manzil fi kulli yawm marratayn, except that Allah Ta'ala will bless that house every day twice. Just by having someone by the name Muhammad and Ahmed attend and eat the food. What does Imam Busiri say? Inna li bi tasmiyati Muhammadan. When limited bi tasmiyati Muhammadan wa huwa awfal Khalki bidhimami, right? This is what he's referring to, right? Just by being named Muhammad, inshallah ta'ala, it's going to be a protection for the very reason he's been given the name Muhammad. And alhamdulillah, may Allah ta'ala that fill the hearts with the love of the name Muhammad and the name Ahmed and the love of the one who was named Muhammad and the one named Ahmed. Ya arhamar rahimin. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah.